we are seeing a substantial decline in our non-resident deer and elk hunters, and that is being mirrored in adjacent states, particularly in Montana and Colorado, are also seeing declines in non-resident licensed buyers. Factors other than that are we do have some declines in our elk populations in a portion of our elk zones. Only less than a third of them are not meeting our objectives. And we know that there are predation issues, and so the rumors concerning the effects of predation on our elk herds in this state have, we believe, made that decline even steeper. We also raised the cost of a license in 2009 at exactly the same time as the economy really sped up its decline.
How about the trend for in-state hunting? Is it also down?
Our license sales have stayed fairly static for hunting, some slight ups, and fishing is up fairly well. But the information that we have, as an example, is that over the last 20 years, we've added, say, during that time period, 600,000 Idahoans to the population, but we've only added 47,000 people who buy the hunting and fishing licenses on an annual basis in the state.
How have these trends in terms of the sale of licenses affected Fish and Game's budget here in Idaho?
What we have seen is a general decline in our overall revenue over the last 4 to 5 years. We have moderated those declines with increases in fishing license sales, and that has helped our bottom line. Like all state agencies, we've adjusted spending. But the more important aspect is we're not able to deliver the services that people expect. I'll give one example of that, and there are numerous, but we had to cut hatchery trout production last year because the cost of fish feed has gone up over the last couple of years, and our ability to generate sufficient revenue to be able to pay for that increase in cost has simply not been there. You know, most people say, well, I can't see the fish, so no big deal. But here in, say, Boise, as well as every community in the state, we have urban fishing ponds. And they're used by a lot of folks, particularly juveniles and seniors, to get out and fish. We dropped the harvest limit, daily harvest limit there, from 6 fish to 2. We're trying to spread less of a product over more people by reducing the amount of it that's available. We think that's going to work okay, but certainly it's a decline in service.
You also mentioned to lawmakers about fewer young people getting
Yes.
into hunting. That's been happening for a while. That's not necessarily a brand new trend, but how much overall does that trend concern you?
Well, there's two pieces to that trend. Our license sales to juveniles has been pretty much flat over the last 5 to 10 years. That compares to the baby boomer generation. As they retire, they're going to utilize more services until they drop out of hunting and fishing altogether. And our fastest growing segment of license sales are senior licenses and disabled permits. And if we're not matching that increase in low-cost licenses and then eventually them dropping out completely in about 10 years with juveniles coming in, then we have a business model that we need to look at how we can sustain the level of services that the public expects from our agency.